Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti and in virtual company of Peter McTowell, boozing at the Lovers Film Festival, the 37th edition, to present Jimmy in Saigon in the Real Lovers section. So welcome, first of all.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me virtually, since we cannot be together. But first of all, how are you? And how are you happy to be at the Lovers Film Festival? How is it going?
Thank you. Very well. I've never been to Torino before, to Turin. So it's my first trip here. I really enjoy the city. I've been to many European cities or many Italian cities, but I've never been to Torino, so I do like it very much. I got here a few days ago, and my film is opening tonight. Well, I don't know if this is Friday night. It's opening Friday night, April 29th. I'm very impressed with the festival so far. I've heard it's one of the oldest, or maybe the oldest LGBTQ festival, film festival in Europe.
So how did it start for you with this film? Why did you, because I guess you wanted to find the truth over your brother's death in Saigon, as the title suggests, but why did you think that you could find it out through a film, and when did you think that it was the right time?
So, interestingly enough, I started making this film 12 years ago in 2010, and my brother died in 1972. When he was 24 and I was 5 years old. So he was almost 20 years older than me. He was 19 years older than me. So I didn't really remember him. I remember when he died, but I don't remember him, you know, being alive. And yet I have these photos of us together, me as a little baby or a little boy and him, you know, grown up. And then suddenly he died on June 6th, 1972. In fact, the 50th anniversary of his death is coming up a little over a month. I thought about it all my life. You know, when I was a kid, my parents didn't want to, you know, disturb me, so they really didn't tell a lot of details about his life and his death. And then when I got older, I learned more and more. And by the time, I was in my 40s, I thought, this is crazy. I have so many questions about him. And, I made some films myself in the 1990s. Jimmy made some films when he was alive. So I thought that connected us, that we both made films. And I wanted to talk to everybody who ever knew him around the world. So when I first proposed the film to my family, I told them it was an oral history project. History of the family told through interviews or of my brother. But as it went on, I got more ambitious about it being a documentary film that would then appear in film festivals and that lots of people would see, because I wanted to create a work of art. It wasn't so much about therapy for me or my family. It was about creating a work of art, but also telling a very unique story. So 12 years ago, I bought an HD camera. I had no money. I took all the rest of my money, bought an HD camera and sound equipment, and started traveling the world, the United States, France, and Vietnam, to interview everybody who ever had met my brother in his lifetime. And a lot of people had not ever spoken to anyone in our family, maybe ever, or they hadn't spoken to anybody for 40 years, 30 or 40 years. Yeah. So it was a very interesting process. And then I eventually, I went to Vietnam twice, and I finally had enough footage to make a film about 2 years ago. And we started editing the film at the beginning of COVID, and we finished it a few months ago.
How did you choose the structure at some point? I mean, how did you put the pieces together to make it a film out of it?
That's a very good question. I mean, it's sort of a detective story mystery. So, you know, our initial idea was to say, first I knew this, and then I knew this, and then I knew this, but we decided that we wanted to go in and out of time because it's kind of more interesting for audiences to learn, you know, maybe a little bit at the beginning and then go back and then learn a bit and then go back. And so we talk about an overall view of what my project was. And then we say, okay, wait a minute. Let's talk about who Jimmy was. because if you're not invested in him, you're not invested in the film. Then let's talk about who I am and who my family is. So we kind of do all that, and then we start in the journey of my search, traveling around the country and around the world. I had two editors for the film. I had one editor who was great, and then she had to work on another project, so we brought in a second editor, and really the editors shaped the story quite a bit together with me, but they had really, really good ideas about how to structure the scenes and the story.
I was reading some, while preparing the interview, I was reading some reviews, and one from Screen Daily really hit me, because there's this sentence, this thing that this Tara wrote. She wrote, "Peter and his film are fueled by the drive to make historical amends, to give visibility to queer love kept secret." So what did you think about that? And at what point did it also become that?
Well, I mean, there's certain aspects of the film that I want to keep, secret, just because I want the viewer to be able to have an experience of learning through the film. But I'm a gay filmmaker, a gay man, and I've been, I'm 54. I've been out since I was 17, but I had maybe a suspicion that possibly my brother was gay. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to look into that, see what I could find. And, it's challenging. I mean, probably the two most challenging things were that my brother used drugs and that, he might have been gay. So my family was initially, especially my mother, my mother is 97 years old. She was initially quite pretty nervous about that, about people knowing about that. Really more the drugs, she's kind of okay with sexuality, but she thought that the drugs were very embarrassing. And it's a journey to kind of try to find out what the truth was about both of those things.
What do you expect from this experience at the Lovers Film Festival?
Well, we were just in London, and before I went to London, a friend of mine in England said, "Your film is going to be such a hit here because people in London love these kinds of stories. People in the UK love, these sort of family, personal, interesting, historical stories." And she was right. I mean, we sold out both of our screenings and we added a third, and it was a big hit. When I was there at that festival, I met one of the curators of Lovers Film Festival, Angelo, who was visiting, and he told me basically the same thing about Italy. He said, "I think Italian audiences are really going to like your film. It's really like the type of film that we like." And so I'm excited. I hope that people will be engaged and interested. So far, I think he's right. I mean, I've met a lot of great people this week who seem very interested. They want to know. They're very curious. Someone else told me that Italian people are very curious. I'm very curious myself. I want to know things. Vietnamese people also very curious. So
Peter McDowell, thank you so much for being with us. Good luck with Jimmy's in Saigon, your film at the Lovers Film Festival.
Thank you. Yeah, and I love it when people visit us on the web. So it's jimmyinsaigon.com is the website.
Perfect. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.